This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So there has been some disquiet in the markets as the shutdown and the debt limit have become more real. But remember, this is a debt crisis. So let's look at the debt markets. Bonds, interest rates, yields on Treasury bills haven't really moved much, which is good news for the government. It is still super cheap to borrow, but the whole thing's a bit of a mystery because if government bonds look like they're about to default, why would anybody want them? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that part of this story.
This is a story about a kind of bond.
James Bond.
Yes, I'm going there. Now, let's say that bond is stuck on a train.
What do you mean on a train?
I mean they're on top of a train.
And let's say that train is headed for a cliff. Why would anyone want to get on that train? Because that's what's happening here. The train is the U.S. government. James Bond is our Treasury bonds. And investors are like Bond's girlfriend hurling themselves onto the train despite the danger. They are still buying bonds. But if the government might default on its debt, why would you buy government debt?
We certainly do not anticipate that the U.S. government is going to default.
That's Josh Timmons. He's a managing director at PIMCO, a global investment firm. He, like many investors, just doesn't think Washington would be crazy enough to drive that train over the cliff. Scott Clemens agrees. He's a strategist with Brown Brothers Harriman.
It reminds me of that old Winston Churchill quote, "You could always count on the Americans to do the right thing after they have exhausted every other possibility."
Short-term bonds that might be due in the next month or so are getting a little scary. Their interest rates have jumped 0.25%. But even if the U.S. did fail to make an interest payment on some of its debt, investors figure they'd still get paid, just a little bit late. And there's another thing going on here, says Timmons at PIMCO.
The debt ceiling issue is negative for the entire capital structure of the U.S. economy. And T-bills and treasuries are still the safer part of the capital structure.
In other words, government bonds may not look so hot in the face of a shutdown and default, but you know what looks worse? Everything else. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.